July the 11th, 1993. Greetings, Commander.
Now, in the light. And hang on to your shirts because we're on a roll. We have a lot of things to share. We're very, very pleased to have the ones that have gathered with us. Maybe we'll spare you introductions until a little bit later. I come in the holy light of God to remind you that you are in the phase of remembering. And that's all that prophecies are. Why can prophecies be perfection? Because you are only re-experiencing that which you already know. Frightening, isn't it? Frightening that you let this happen over and over and over again. Armageddon is a place. The apocalypse at Armageddon is a concept, just as is any holocaust. Prophecies are a mirage. Even in your illusion, they are a mirage. Because you cannot hold on to it in your conscious experience long enough to remember the fragments that make it the whole. You're in a time where the bombardment of energy, pulses and waves are so incredibly strong against you that it's hard for you to allow through the ones that are for you. But the fact that you are living in the human format this day indicates, and should to many of you here, that there very definitely are ones in your protection. We have a lot to share. A lot of times it makes it easier if we read first. That gets my speaker with me. Let you begin to hear and maybe even conjure some questions on behalf of your brothers out there who are not here and have questions. We're moving out of the personal questions. Has everybody noticed? It isn't as much that I refuse to answer them, it's that you have fewer and fewer of them. And it becomes daily more evident what you will hear in today's lesson. I like to call parts of our little meetings lessons, because you're going to have to come back into the recognition, and Marina will appreciate this. That the beginning and the end were what you call those Indian red men. And it's time that you begin to open your consciousness to the needs that will be flowing as we move on in securing the remnant. Their cycle is about to come again into its beauty and its fruition. The white eyes are in trouble. We have some things to share. I hope that Soltex was brought. I think that all of you will enjoy, after you read yesterday's. Burma has needed a lot of support lately. After all these years, it finally wears away and wears away until you have to grasp the humorous moments, the remindings, the volunteering. Most of you hate that one. And then you seem to focus either, first of all, it's always on self. Then it's turned so totally outward that you only hear what I'm saying to Dharma. And you can say, oh, poor soul. But you will see as we go on that you better be feeling sorry for yourself. Because without your poor son, there would be no hole. There would be no nothing. We have a tape that Rick will share with us from Wes Miller, our friend in Navajo land, Zuni land, Hopi, from the area of Gallup and Albuquerque. This is where we have our mystery disease. There are many mystery diseases, well planned, well orchestrated, in use and ready for use. So I think we'll take a little out of sequence. Henrik Sananda's paper, I would like him to share that with us. This is our captain speaking. Sananda is our captain. So we need the input that we get from that spiritual guide.
Sunday, July 11th. Peace be unto you, Thomas, for the impact is greatest before the dawn. I am Sananda, and I come in light, as light, and in service unto mine Father, Atan, the one light. Put the hearts to rest and the mind at ease, that the guidance may be allowed entry. Creative answers of opportunity shall only present themselves to you in the quiet listening to the higher realms. There is much that we mean to offer in the proper sequence, for nothing shall be brought forth before its time. Has it not been said? Hold to the course so well laid before you, for I am the captain of this ship, and I know well the way. Behold, I come with the host of God, that you may understand truth. Be not deceived by that which clouds your judgment in the density of that physical expression that weighs heavily like a cloak about thine shoulders. Cast aside all darkness and tune thy listening antenna, that the messages may pour like sweet water from the fount of heaven itself. Be well in thine understanding and at peace in thine soul, that the light may shine forth in its radiance of glory unto those who ask to be shown the way. It is by example that the truth of the goodly company shall be known. Ten nine way that the example always reflects the one true light of truth in love and compassion, understanding and wisdom. Reach out your hand unto thine brother who knows not the way. Stand not on the pulpit to spew forth pious words. Rather walk gently in the knowing that soul purpose shall be fulfilled when man is ready to receive knowledge. Cast not your pearls before swine where they are trampled underfoot. Rather choose carefully those with whom you enter into discourse. Do not hide thine light under a bushel, but rather let it shine for all the world to see. Let thine actions stand as the example of godly behavior in wisdom. For it is not the words of a man, that he is known, for it is not by the words of a man that he is known, but that which he does. By your works shall ye be judged, so too by thine actions shall ye be known. And how think ye ones are known? Ponder it. We come as thine elder brothers. We come that you may know the true from the false. Tarry not in matters of no import. Rather cast thine vision forward, that you may put your hands to work with goodly purpose toward the lighted goal, which shall serve as a beacon unto man, that the way may be shown, the example laid forth, the possibilities known, the promise realized. Put thine hands to work, that the harvest may be one of joyous abundance, which is freely shared with all who would walk the path with you. Be ever mindful, however, that each must ultimately walk their soul journey alone, and is held accountable alone. You may share with another along the way and walk in unity toward your goal, and in this there is glory. God knows each and all. Nothing is hidden in the realms of light, and for this all should give thanks, for in knowing there is all. You are but our younger brothers and sisters. Turn not aside to tarry longer in matters physical, for there is no fulfillment therein. It is the kingdom of God within, wherein you shall find that which you seek. Knock, and it shall be opened unto thee. Let there be light. Salut.
Thank you. That's the last of the religious ceremony for today. I get a lot of, why all the these, thans, yeas, and nays? Because there is a part of the human mind that somehow related his truth unto source with that kind of language. And I wanted to share with you before we moved farther into this little meeting that you have a captain. When things get about as bad as they can get in Kansas City, there's always a teacher sent. There are always many, many messengers and one master teacher. And at the time that Isu came, do you realize it doesn't matter whether he came or did not? The concept is the same. You have one direction that you can go into security, and that's through the Christed path. I'm not going to get up here and preach you a sermon on what that means. It means, however, that quite bluntly, you will turn into the way of goodness and stop this crap, or you're not going to make that journey in wholeness or in much pleasure. Well, who are you, big shot, to tell me what I am and am not going to do? High enough in rank that I can remember. And that will serve its purpose. We have a very physical, worldly thing to do here. We must deal with all the fragments from the highest being in the cosmic universe to the least of the creations on your planet. We don't have to deal with any other planet. We don't have to deal with reptilians or little grays or any of those foolish bits of nonsense. But you do have to get up in your day and confront that which is thrust at you and that which you might accomplish in your journey. And somewhere in amongst all this, you must find self. or all of the knowledge in the conscious universe would be to know that. Aren't any of us religious? Oops, I've said the bad word. What is going to happen to our church here? We don't have one. And we're not religious. Religion is a doctrine of man, conjured up basically for the control of man. We're talking spiritual truth and a journey of outstanding energy forms sent to salvage what can be salvaged and bring a remnant through. So it doesn't have much time for very many wonderful rituals of bowing, scraping, huffing and puffing, making promises that you have absolutely zero idea of what you've just said in almost every instance. And finding that you're going to have to integrate everything you do within the system that is as rotten. I'm glad Gene's here. I'm a hard taskmaster. I know that. But the rewards are great. I would like EJ for Gene to consider the very next Gilborn class. I'd like him there. Gene is going to be your spokesman, people, before the phony, asinine courts of your land. And we're going to give him every tool there is with which to work. If he has to hypnotize the damn jury, that's what we will do. He's made for it. And he and Gil will have a ball. Don't give up your lawyer jokes. They're fun. Let the lawyers outgrow them so that they get respect instead of bashing. And then on to the more ridiculous for you ones sitting here. I'm having to do a little shock therapy because you want to drift off into the holy wings of the angels and have a little harp music. It beats saxophone all to hell. And listeners out there, I came for a spiritual journey, and you degrade my journey by your language. Do I? You better check your journey. You better check your journey. You are moving headlong into an idea that is not. Is there heaven and is there hell? Doesn't matter. Because you're really not destined to go to either one. You are already in one or the other. Guess which one? I'm trying. You've got my ladder down there. And mostly I see you just hanging on by your little fingernails and looking all around to see if there's a better way out. There ain't a better way out. There is no other way out. And aren't you glad you've got a ticket? Hallelujah, brother, aren't you glad you've got your ticket? We can make a lot of mistakes along here, and what you've done so far has bought you a ticket. But the oops is what for? I wanted to be a remnant on a ship with wings. I didn't want to be a remnant that had to sit on the mountaintop with no beans. Well, we'll see. There can be a lot of beauty to be seen from the mountaintop while our brothers smile as the cycle comes full around. You're going to pick up a lot of help. I won't divulge presence. I won't ask input. You're going to come so far around, you're going to pass yourself and run into the CIA helping you. Get that one. There's several factions to your special forces. And there's one particular group that have done some pretty rotten no-nos to the other group. There's some Delta troops missing from the Waco brainwashing program. I suggest that Bush's buddies let them go, and they better not have one hair on their head damaged. Tell the secrets every one I get. Are you not sick to your soul of the farce and the destruction? Maybe you would share with us today's EJ, there are some things I want to talk about in it.
Sunday, July 11th, 1993. EZ-711. This may not mean a thing to anyone save Dharma, but we need our moments also. The EZ means that we start on the last volume of the third time through the alphabet. The computer codes go as in EZ-07-11-01. How many books does that make in 48 months? Well, readers, that means that this one little lady has written a full volume, separate from other duties, at the rate of more than 1.6 a month, about 400 pages of publishable material. Could you do it? Yeah. Along with supplying material for a now averaging 40 to 60 page paper, how about adding in 3 to 4 court sessions, average a month? Okay, let's add an average of 3 3-to-4-hour meetings a month, speaking for me. Still with me? In addition, she does all the things every other person does to keep body and soul together. This is also in addition to the constant barrage of insulting lawsuits from George Green et al. In the same period, she has had her home confiscated, bankrupted twice, and awaits the next eviction. The date 7/11 is simply an enjoyable coincidence. This is not, however, the real reason I speak of it here. It is for yours and hers recognition that without higher input, choices, and guidance, this is an impossible feat of accomplishment.
as assaults, insults, personal errors, and degrading accusations are thrown at her, even to the point of federal imprisonment. She loses perspective, as must you all. She cannot see the forest for all those confounded trees in the way. Then, on top of this, precious ones write and offer such wonderful help. Others don't know what to do with the offer, and it gets lost in the daily 2 feet of other stuff to the side of the desk. This is certainly not to cause her to turn inward and get on a self-pity kick. We need to stop and look at what we do and have accomplished. We, in addition to this, have projects approved for funding in the neighborhood of $243 million. Times two. This funding is directly the result of our work. This means that there has been teamwork of incredible magnitude. Incredible magnitude. You have already perfected the miracle, precious ones. You ones are the miracle. Furthermore, it has been teamwork, sans the usual hoopla and groupie setting. You have teamed your corporations, your personal services through your businesses produced unequaled, incomparable information, and resource. You have further, you little handful of separate individuals, learned your lesson well and have established a magnificent business base for the receiving of project funds in order to protect them from assault. I won't take time here to name each and all who participate, for it would be ungracious to even consider such a venture. There are so many of you out there who made contributions of every sort into this journey, and I would not leave out a single one of you, for I cherish you beyond my words of expression. I just want you to see, in a small way, that one can do much as another and another take up the word and use it as the sword of progress, cutting in many directions the bog of red tape, social egotism, and bend to the task. Moreover, every heart involved is filled to the pouring over with gratitude and love and joy just to be allowed participation, even in the most humble way. No one is above another to the extent that it is difficult to get anyone to step forward in leadership roles to take the pounding of the world. It is fine, for in the way we have structured things, each has responsibility and each has a business to run, and each is as incredibly important as another. This is for all your readers also. Without you to receive and scatter on, the words would fall silently mute in the piles of already unseen great truths. I ask that you please be kind, as this lady is doing all she can without shattering. She has not had a full day off in over 5 years, and doubles or triples her load on weekends and holidays while the place is quiet and empty. She wrote for some 17 hours just the past couple of days, wrapping up two journals to move on to the press. Our other team members have searched tirelessly for less expensive press. The journals are coming out so quickly that we must reduce the price, and yet numbers of sales do not vary much, so there is no way to even begin to meet expenses. However, the team has located a press that will print them at a much better cost if we get higher numbers of copies. This means that the material, as always, is camera ready to the press, etc. We shall be able, however, in the future, to reduce the cost again. We cannot tell by how much at this writing, but ones are working on it now. I do ask that you not compare unfavorably with the expense of other books we recommend as reading for you, for you must consider such a book as, for example, Stitches, as being much longer in content than we effort to bring forth as journals. You cannot well compare spinach and bananas. I don't really know exactly what to do about books such as Walter Russell's 2, which we recommend, for we have no control whatsoever over those volumes and no communication even as to offering. I believe, however, that the price they will ask at US&P will probably be as fair as most other books on the market. What I would most like to see happen out of all of this is that we can work together so that the scientific portion of their claimed material can be simply utilized by us to bring you forward an understanding of how things really are. I have no wish to get involved in any manner whatsoever with their metaphysical direction either way. We do not ever want to use another's projection with honor and credit, but neither can the resource of the way it is be kept from the masses. It would be far, far better to not have to try such a thing in the courts of destruction versus the courts of construction. Is there legal cause of positive nature in our instance? Of course. Dr. Walter Russell wrote his most remarkable material as a gift to mankind before he ever heard of Lowell or any institute or university. His most credible work, of which we are interested, was given to Princeton University as a gift. The copyrights were later reclaimed. Both Lowell and Walter are now deceased. Russell was 77 years of age when he divorced his wife of 55 years and married Lowell the minute his divorce was final. It made headlines from Nevada to New York. Lowell was less than half Walter's age, and the reclaiming process began at that point. We have no objection, and we wish no input into their business arrangements or that of the succeeding parties. However, the truth cannot be kept from the scientific use of mankind to which it was originally given. It may well be that these people can keep Doris from ever again writing the name, but the lighted truth shall out, for it will be given forth to others, to whom there is no recognition from this port. This morning I tell her that it will be easy to continue. We both know that it will not be so. But we know that by one paragraph, one word, one letter at a time, we get there. And as we look back, we find greatness has been accomplished. It makes the day a bit brighter to see the floodlights we few have turned on against the darkness. Excuse me just a minute. If we wrote no more from this day forward, we will have left the playing field bright enough for the game at hand. But you must look to the spark to realize it is the first step that makes the journey possible. And to my team, I bend my knee in humble appreciation. The way has been strewn with shattered glass shards, painful growing, separations, and individual needs to grow beyond what anyone thought possible in self. But as the play has unfolded, is it not wondrous what has evolved in the very essence of living? That which was searching and boring is no more. If nothing more, you have not the time to be bored if you're doing your work. And if you do not do your work, the next in line cannot do his, and so on it goes. Man must function in individual responsibility, but also in teamwork and in good business to succeed. This is not just the journey to God. This is the way all things must be. Can we make a difference? Oh, foolish questions. We have made infinite difference. Each assuming responsibility of task and unity of purpose, we have created a miracle. Salute. We need to look at today. There are things upon you today, just in America, which boggle the senses. I have to dwell on this place, for this is the place in which I work. I intend no slight to any nation or any person or people. We must each serve wherein our duty lies, and examples can best be given and foundations laid for meaningful change. The best and most obvious examples are behind the visible, but are making headlines around the globe, so the examples are meaningful in every part of the nations. Let us run down through a few things you must not miss. Iraq, Bahrain. under the cover of so-called inspection teams being thwarted, possibly in Iraq, what have they pulled on your distracted eyes? The most sophisticated teams of inspectors have fled Iraq after less than 2 days, saying that they don't think they will get cooperation for sealing facilities and blah, blah, blah. No, dear world citizens, this is the cover. Massive plans are laid forth in Somalia. Go look at the maps. And other places in the area. The team leaving Iraq is now in Bahrain. Bush's personal kingdom of oil and gold. A friend of an immediate editor here just called from Fort Polk in Louisiana and asked for some contacts because a top-ranking general had come through and gathered the troops and told them to be prepared for full-out war at any minute. He wanted to know, quote, what the hell is going on? Saxes versus fiddles. Caesar may well have fiddled while Rome burned, citizens of the world, but your great farceful leader is playing the metal contraption of noise-making, a saxophone, while the whole of the world awaits ignition. The trouble in North Korea alone can bring you into full-bore nuclear war. Ron Brown. You all recognize that name. This black politician who has had his ups and downs and is one of the insiders that Clinton put in first after saying he would have no insiders. Well, it is now proven that he, Ron Brown, personally took a $700,000 bribe from the Vietnamese. This means that all POWs were bought off for total destruction for a bunch of promises, gold, and deceit. Does this mean that the prisoners are now dead? Most of them. But don't undersell the power of such hostage holding and blackmail. A lot of them wait their higher value price on the market. What will you do for these soldiers of your nation? We'll see. Floods and other terrors.
Pay attention.
You look at them. Pictures of the Mississippi flooding and rampaging down through the heart of America, and you cannot imagine in your wildest dreams what you do not see. Suppose that New Madrid fault goes. With all that water flooding down the midsection of your nation, it would cause a chasm to match the Grand Canyon of the Colorado. If it doesn't go, the ground is saturated from the rains, and the crops are all but destroyed. But therein lies only a small problem. Does anyone remember Typhoid Mary? The waters have backed up into the sewage plants, and the drinking water is totally infected with no known means to get it under control, and more rain coming. Does anyone think further, yet interesting, that they also had hail in sizes as big as softballs in Iowa yesterday? What does it take to confirm the prophecies, Chivas? China and the Asians. Do you really think it is an accident that the multitudes of Asians are flocking into your nation's borders and waters? It has nothing to do with immigration. Do you really think it will help to offload them into Mexico? Right now, the immigration of illegal immigrants is out of control from Mexico, and when the NAFTA agreement is finished, there will be no borders. Does anyone remember all the Asians we have told you about prior to now in Mexico? Remember the communist tanks, etc., along the Mexican border, and the infiltrators. Remember the Cambodians, etc., stationed along the bridges of the Mississippi River. Goodness, citizens, shake your heads and wipe your eyes. You are in the middle of it. Does God work for you more than for the Asians? No. Worse, unthinking Chilas, you flaunt evil in the face of God at every turn and opportunity. You are as Sodom and Gomorrah, with the writhing, that's like a snake, masses of blind, evil, and satanic humanity engaged in every wicked and unrighteous act imagined by corrupted mankind. You now send your young, straight special forces men into the dens of the gays to protect them and their lifestyle. Acts of unimagined debasement are now a publicly guaranteed right of this special group. Acts which are against your laws for public display of heterosexual citizens are now protected at gunpoint by your young specially trained enforcers. More interesting, the protectors are required to come from what is called the straight forces. Does there seem to be anything wrong with this setting? No, God does not love you more simply because you are American. If anything, you immigrants who displaced God's people on this continent are in great disfavor with the Father Creator. There is going to be a house cleaning to end them all, Chilas, and you had best get ready, for it is on its way. Loans. While Mr. Clinton and Mr. Benson gave away billions of dollars to Russia and every other place on the map, did you perchance note that the government is going to now offer some low-interest loans to the destroyed masses in the wake of the water flows? Good grief, interest to the already totally devastated with no way to repay such funds. So there goes hundreds of thousands of acres of land and other property to the elite at the stroke of a pen. Did you notice Benson? Did anyone take note of the fact that at the right hand of Clinton, at every meeting function in Japan and at all special conferences, was your Secretary of Treasury, Benson, doing the actual negotiations? This is the same Secretary of Treasury who is paid by the International Monetary Fund and works solely for the New World Order, United Nations government. Now, little boy Clinton will further distract your attention while business is rounded up in the Asian sector by vacationing in Hawaii with his family. He will further insult the veterans of your wondrous nation by such crass things as honor guards at the sunken ships in Pearl Harbor. Does this not bring tears within the hearts of those who valiantly served and died in a deliberate and known assault upon unsuspecting Hawaii Americans in Hawaii? Are you not incensed at the view of waving American flags and military bands, giving homage to the traitors and treasonous? You who walk with God. Believe me, Chilas, space cadets have nothing to do with this story. Forget hot rod silver streaks and magic ascension chariots. Do you not see that if you are not right with God, you are doomed? If not this month, then next year or the next, there is no magic elixir, no invisibility powder, no hocus pocus, no hey diddle diddly. You are going to get right with God or you're not going to make it. Yes, it is doomy and gloomy, just as bad as the masses wish to make it. But within every dark room there can be the candle which lights the way, for in the same scenario is the other plot unfolding. For there is also glory in the unfolding, but it will be with God, no other. But is this an awful journey? Yes. It is absolutely terrifying, and most who are experiencing here will only know the terror. Few will express the glory. Are you not glad that you have input and can know and can be given into the expression of the glory? Is the passage not now becoming worthy of labors and awakening? I have another bit of bad news for you who stole and thieved the very culture from your red brother in this wondrous nation, once free and his. You put him off on reservations and places unworthy of man or beast. Guess what, spoiled little greed mongers? He will survive, and those places are destined to rise above all things thrust upon them, and he shall watch from his mountains and across the plains as his nation is cleansed. And as those times fall upon the lands, So will those brothers and sisters and children of God again bring forth the oral tradition truths. And if you remaining ones are nice, they may let you share with them their reclaimed places. My eagles will have done their work. The white, the golden, and the quetzal of great beauty and infinity will soar again through the heavens. Again the buffalo will flourish on the new lands, and God will smile upon his creation. You think Dharma writes a fantasy? How about a little crow? No, students, no fantasies. This time of evolvement, the whole of the play is being remembered. True prophecies come from the simple remembering of how it was. I suggest you get prepared. Does this mean that the Indians will rise up against this nation? He won't have to. Why are these ancient natives and so-called but mislabeled Indians never mentioned in the Bibles or in historic placements in the books, save in passing? Because they always were, always are, and always will be. They are remnants of that which is Alpha and Omega. They are the beginning and the ending. They are the offspring of a living creator and a living mother, nature. The rest of you are evolved invaders, and color doesn't have a damn thing to do with it. We have many who ask about friendship and do you know. Little crow and little crow, do you know? Chelas, forget this superficial nonsense. Know each other, the bonding between these egos is not of this plane. Of course they know each other as human beings stumbling down the roadway of this transgression of a lifespan. But the bonding of infinity and purpose, direction and source are infinite. Each has a service, an offering, which was offered in the final act of this wondrous play. As each of you have your individual purpose in the bringing of the whole back into the one, if you cannot recognize the higher bonding, you have little promise of accomplishment of that which you think you are seeking. As we bring forth these things of recording, you had best be looking beyond and heeding the sharings of such as Little Crow. Quote, "Ain't none of us going to hell. Ain't none of us going to heaven. What we are doing is going into the infinity of our being, the infinity of our creation, which is energy. Energy, and that's it. Energy has always existed, always shall exist, and will continue to exist, whether we have that realization or not. Aho."